Good evening. My name is Ralph from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or any member of your house will work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Moving on.
Survey.
Which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated,
Republican.
Independent? Republican. Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
86.
Thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Affordable issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs. Political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. Constitutional
inflation.
Issues like gun rights. I'm sorry?
Oh, I thought you were finished. Inflation.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that will be familiar with. Please indicate that you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well.
Okay.
Terry Baker, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Ron DeSantis, are you very favorable?
Very.
Somewhat
favorable.
Donald Trump?
Very.
Favorable. And David Jordan, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Don't know him. No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Nan Koff, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
What was the name?
Koff. Nan Koff.
No. Don't know him.
Anthony Sabatini, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Marsha Jordan, are you very favorable, somewhat
Marsha
favorable,
Jordan,
somewhat
did you say?
Marsha Jordan.
Mark. Oh.
Mark, yeah.
No, I don't know him.
Keith Farner?
I don't know him.
Mike Levine?
Very favorable.
And Addie Owens?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Keith Farner, Addie Owens, Nan Koff, or Mike Levine?
That's a tough one. I think right now Levine.
Levine. Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Levine?
Definitely.
And from the same list of candidates, who would you be your second choice in the Republican primary elections for Florida State House? Keith Farner,
Addie Owens,
or Nan?
Addie Owens.
Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Not changed much.
Thank you. Generally speaking, which come closer to your opinion first? The partnership can be bad at things. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on enough or on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations, we don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Or bipartisanship is a good thing, where when Republicans and Democrats come together, there is a less grid and more get done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
Yeah, I think partnership.
Thank you. And which of the following comes closest to you in your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. Next one, well, I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I am voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president, or Joe Biden's debate performance proves what he knew along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden as his handler for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
Yeah, I go with the last one.
Thank you. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently.
Yeah.
Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him to qualify as a write-in candidate, so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last meeting, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them will have faced off in a primary and Republicans will have decided in the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Or this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this.
Yes, the third one. Dirty trick.
If you knew the following statements about candidates were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election?